Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
At the age of 27, Jesse Eisenberg got the role of a lifetime. As Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, Eisenberg racked up dozens of nominations and awards. His face was plastered on movie posters in theaters across the country. But his newest project is off-Broadway in the tiny Cherry Lane Theater here in New York. Jesse Eisenberg wrote and is starring in a new play called Asuncion. The play explores what happens when two ultra-liberal young men move in with a Filipina woman. Eisenberg plays Edgar, a young man who's obsessed with saving the world, and he joins us in studio today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
I promise I was reading the playbill during intermission and during the show, but it said in there that one of the reasons you wrote this play is because it had been a while since your last project and you started getting nervous.
Oh, yeah. I start getting nervous as soon as the show ends. An actor's life is, it's at once very public. There's posters of you all over town if you're doing something, and also very worrisome. A job ends and you have to look for a new one. There's no, kind of consistency or big company looking out for you and making sure that you're constantly working. And so, in my off times, I get worried and I do other things.
But there's also a quality of this particular play that reminds me of some other very successful off-Broadway, Oleana, that David Mamet did, which is a deliberate situation that puts you into a situation where you have to confront your liberalism or your misogyny, that sort of thing.
Right.
But there's also a Woody Allen quality to this. What are we seeing? Are we seeing a situation or are we seeing the workings of your kind of pathetic liberal brain?
I wanted to write a play that was similar to some plays I had acted in that I was just inspired by, because as an actor, you are, kind of forced to obsess about the dialogue and the plot, because more than anybody, you're doing it every night and memorizing it. So it's embedded in your, subconscious. And so I started kind of writing plays that were similar to those plays, but it came out with my humor naturally, and it came out with kind of my ideas and my interest in kind of politics and culture and race. And so it turned into what you described, like, kind of humor that might be similar to Woody Allen, and yet it's, discussing, Filipina mail order brides, because it was two things that I was reading about at the time. One is Woody Allen's biography, and one is the, the books
but
about Filipina mail order brides.
You're absolutely unsparing on yourself. I mean, the fact that you wrote this character, did you write this character for yourself from the beginning? Did you know this was the one you were going to play?
Yeah,
did not cut yourself a break at all.
No, I mean, what's most interesting for me to write about is something that I think is either underdeveloped in myself, immature, ignorant about myself, naive. That's what's interesting for me to explore, because, if some good can come out of it besides just being employed for a few months, maybe I can grow from it and maybe kind of just mine my own, feelings of ignorance. The character in the play is very bright. He has access to all, he knows every statistic of every country and is interested in socioeconomic statistics, and yet he has such a lack of life experience. And so it's that kind of the valley between experience and knowledge that makes the character.
And there's also this transition from the humor of your absurdity to this really poignant sense of tragedy. How sad, how ignorant that you would make such a horrible prejudicial judgment about a lovely woman
right
there in that room.
Yeah, right. Because ultimately, a character like that with such, hubris about the economic policies and such ignorance should be slapped in the face. He should be shown that he's wrong.
But it could have been. I mean, this could have been a play all about a completely new beginning. He changed his mind. He became enlightened. And that's not really what it is.
Well, that would be, I think, an insincere ending to what is probably going to be, at least for this character, a very long process of learning how to behave in the world.
You did Sorkin's dialogue in Social Network, playing really a symbol of our time, of a young, male, powerful, brilliant and sharp. Contrast the dialogue of Sorkin in Social Network with what you tried to achieve in these characters here.
Because
they're both symbols.
Like
they're symbols. I mean, you're also a symbol
yeah.
in this play.
Right, right, right. Yeah. You know, I guess The Social Network is really about kind of like somebody who's very entrepreneurial. And in this, the character is kind of iconic. I mean, not that my character is iconic, but he's a representative for the Great Valley that separates, you know, kind of life experience and knowledge. And so, you know, they have some similarities in that way because the character in The Social Network is so capable and bright, and yet he's so young and kind of immature in a lot of ways. And there's some similarities in this. That said, I wrote this play 5 years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
is so interesting.
We're speaking with Jesse Eisenberg, of course, an Oscar-nominated actor. He's currently starring in Ascension, which is an off-Broadway play that he wrote. And when I say off-Broadway, you're actually performing just like a mile or two from where the Occupy Wall Street protests are mm-hmm. taking place. And it's right. funny you wrote this 5 years ago because, in a way, this is a warning to protesters anywhere to be careful before they make assumptions, to be careful about vilifying anybody mm-hmm. or creating sort of value judgments about what they see.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think under like other circumstances, I would be so excited by the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, there's so many wonderful things that can possibly come out of it and so many wonderful values that are probably inspiring it. But because I'm doing the play every night and just criticizing my character, who is just like a bleeding heart, such a misdirected bleeding heart, that I almost feel like I'm reading about the Occupy Wall Street situation, like in a critical eye, and it's inadvertent because I wouldn't otherwise have, you know, such a great excitement. You know?
What are audiences making of this? Are they sympathetic? Are they sad about you? Are they angry about the situation you've created?
Oh, you mean as a play?
Yeah, as a play. I mean, just are they engaged?
Yeah. I mean, the audiences are, really engaged. It plays kind of more comedically than anything else, which is good because it means, you know, they're paying attention and they enjoy it. I mean, I think like what you said, you know, there's, you know, sad elements to it, but, you know, it plays primarily as kind of a comedy.
And you make assumptions. I mean, the play is called Ascension, and you make assumptions about her. Mm-hmm. But you also make assumptions about your character's brother, mm-hmm. her husband,
right.
turn out to be wrong in the end.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm kind of like a liberal blogger. My brother is, he works on Wall Street. And I criticize him for everything. We cut out lines, but, I used to criticize him for using styrofoam cups. But, he said, I just got here. I don't have that much time for you to be kind of, you know, playing around. I say, you just got here. It's a 3-hour train ride. He says, I drove. I say, you really shouldn't. Foreign oil. Anytime he says anything that I disagree with, I make a point to tell him that he's an immoral, awful person. And, and towards the end, not to give away any plot points, like Bruce Willis is dead, but just, he's kind of proven to be just a more responsible civil, you know, person.
In some ways, more open-minded.
That's right,
and less annoying.
Yeah,
because he's not dogmatic, and he doesn't apologize. Right. He doesn't apologize for himself in a false way.
Okay, so you said that as soon as one project ends, you immediately become nervous.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So are you currently working on a movie now? Because I assume you're not, since you're in this play.
Right. No. I'll start a movie when this ends.
So we won't be seeing any new plays because you won't have time to get nervous.
Are we making you nervous?
Just by virtue of me being awake, I feel a little nervous. No, but
so I can't actually do anything to make you more nervous than you already are. You came in with that nervousness.
The question's making me a little nervous.
There we go. Right.
This topic. But no, I mean, that's actually the strange thing. Like, I got so much attention last year from being nominated for all these things and going to luncheons with people in suits and stuff. And I just did stifle creativity because, you know, you don't feel like desperate anymore.
Well, maybe you won't get nominated this year and it'll be all great for you.
Knock on wood.
The play is called Ascension. It's a playing off Broadway starring Jesse Eisenberg and written by Jesse Eisenberg. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.